In July of 2012, a 48-inch water main ruptured at 21st and Bainbridge, causing close to $2 million in damage. However, state law caps the city's liability at only $500,000. Councilman Kenyatta Johnson says even though PECO voluntarily only took about 28% of the money it could claim, only about 60% of damages to homes could be paid before the cap maxed out.
Their homes weren't damaged by no fault of their own, and so our goal of the last 2 years, we've been working very aggressively and to make sure that these constituents I represent are made whole.
Johnson says it would cost $400,000 to cover all the damage. Even if approved by council, he admits another administration does not have to award it to the residents.
Because at the end of the day, their homes are damaged by no fault of their own. And you know, as their council person, my job is to advocate aggressively and to the best of my ability to make them whole. And so we'll still introduce the ordinance and we'll go from there.
A spokesman for the Nutter administration says the request will be addressed if and when it comes up for a hearing. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.